Big Head Todd and the Monsters was the headline act on the first day of this year's festival. Opening day also included a set from the Thrift Store Cowboys.
Now I see that you're moving back to where the sun. Don't put all the blame on me because, well, I'm not the only one. So we gather to see what your memories weigh a ton. As I watch you walking home now,
Taos, New Mexico has a long history of environmental consciousness, and it's a city known for supporting renewable energy sources. Sustainable lifestyles, or a more simple way of living, is a major topic of conversation in the mountain town. The goal is to live a life that makes less of an impact on our ecology than the usual modern way of living. You might decide to walk to the shops instead of driving, or buy your eggs directly from the farm rather than purchase eggs that had traveled 200 kilometers in a truck to a warehouse before taking another long trip to the store. Some people take it a step further and they go online to calculate how much pollution they contribute to the world by flying in airplanes or driving a gas-guzzling car, and then they have trees planted in an effort to offset what's called their carbon footprint. There are many ways to learn about sustainable lifestyles. Magazines are published on the topic, and there is information available on the Internet. There is also the Solar Village at the Taos Solar Music Festival. Open to the public, it features booths and demonstrations about renewable energy sources. Ben Luce is with the New Mexico Solar Energy Association. He says that the Taos Solar Music Festival doesn't just talk about alternative energy sources. They rely on them to make the festival work.
One of the stages is completely solar powered, and the rest of the power, they buy wind power credits. We're trying to switch over to biodiesel power as well for some generators that will even give us a more local basis. But the power officially on paper through the accounting system really is renewable, and some of it is directly renewable right off of solar collectors, and many of the exhibits here in the village are also solar powered.
And how have you seen this part of the festival, the Solar Village, change over the 9 years?
It's grown steadily. We have more exhibitors. The quality of the exhibitors has improved. And we did make some progress in the state with solar tax credits and other things. So there's more activity. There's more businesses, and more of them are able to show up here at the festival. And I think that a significant fraction of the public support for this in New Mexico does, in fact, derive from people's experiences here at the Taos Solar Music Festival.
I want to be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west, I'm sure you'll agree. At the Cowboy Jubilee, at the Cowboy Jubilee.
Riders in the Sky opened day two, drawing a big crowd that included elders from the Taos Pueblo, families with small children, and even a real live country music superstar.
Hi, my name's Lynn Anderson.
Tell me a little bit about this festival. What drew you here today?
I live in Taos. We love to get out and be part of the community, but I absolutely love Riders in the Sky. I think they are just a hoot. I sing country and western music, we say, but I wear the cowboy hat and the boots all the time, so I just had to come and lend support to the Riders. I think they're wonderful.
Also performing at this year's Taos Solar Music Festival were California rockers Los Lobos, 94-year-old Taos resident Jenny Vincent, who was one of the people responsible for helping to keep the tradition of Spanish-American folk music alive, and San Francisco activist and musician Michael Fronte and Spearhead. Their set included Never Too Late, and as you'll hear Michael explain, he's dedicating the song to a young soldier named Kyle. I'm Catherine Cole.
Kyle's working on a boat out there. And he's a really amazing young man. I asked him, why are you there? What are you doing this for? And he said, Michael, I'm not there to kill people. I'm not there to bring more war to the world. I'm there because I feel like I can do something from the inside to help to promote peace and positivity amongst the people that I work with. Don't fail your best friends, because a best friend will never try to do you wrong. Don't fear your worst friends, because the worst friend's just the best friend that's done you wrong. Don't fear the night time, because the monsters know that you're divine. and don't fear the sunshine. 'Cause everything is better in New Mexico in the summertime. And it's never too late to start the day over. It's never too late. Pick up the phone, pick up the phone and call me. Never too late to lay your hand down on my shoulder. Never too late. Come on home, come on home.